This is the Sunday Class Dance 12, first broadcast on Sunday, 16th of May, 2021. Hello everyone, and welcome to this dance. We are going to start today with a jig by Alan McPherson, written in 1990, though the recording was not made for another 26 years. The dance was written for the retirement of Jimmy Taylor, as Stirling Branch Chairman, in 1990 after 25 years of service to the branch. The title, Jim's Haberdashery, was the affectionate name for the Society's shop, originally Strathspey Sales, which Jimmy instigated when finance convener. There are two alternate endings for bars 33 to 40, and Alan was reluctant to endorse the alternative, which was simpler. The original continued the flow of previous figures, but some dancers apparently had difficulty with the phrasing. Nicol McLaren, himself a member of RSCDS Stirling Branch, recorded the CD Stirling at 90 in 2016, to include tracks for all the dances in Bannockburn 700, which was published in 2014. was Nicol McLaren and the Glenn Craig Band playing the bugle call, Keithic Lodge two-step, Willie and Bertha's two-step, and the Oliberry two-step for Jim's Haberdashery. From one Jim to another, as we dance the reel Osgood Mackenzie of Inveru to Jim Lindsay's band from the Sunday Class Recorded Highlights Volume 1. Osgood Hanbury Mackenzie was born in 1842 in a chateau in Brittany, the son of Sir Francis Mackenzie, 5th Baronet and 12th Laird of Gairloch, and Mary, daughter of Osgood Hanbury from Essex. Osgood's father died a year or so after he was born, and in 1862, aged 20, with the help of his mother, he purchased the 12,000-acre estate of Inveru and Kernsery in Westeros, where he built a Scottish baronial-style mansion and set about creating a garden. Inveru Gardens lie on the same latitude as Labrador and Leningrad, but has the blessing of the warm air off the Gulf Stream, so exotic plants from the Pacific, South America, South Africa and the Himalayas create a panoply of colour almost the whole year round. When Osgood Mackenzie set to work, there was only a heather moor and a single diminutive willow tree, but within 40 years he had established one of the finest collections in Scotland of temperate plants from both the northern and southern hemispheres. Osgood Mackenzie had one child, Mary Thyra, and when he died in 1922, he bequeathed Inveru to his daughter. Following the death of her second husband and having no children, she gave the garden to the National Trust for Scotland in 1952, together with an endowment for its future upkeep. So imagine traversing the paths amongst the flowers as you dance to Jim Lindsay. Was the fun dance Osgood Mackenzie of Inveru by Michael Block, who originally designated the dance a reel, but he also wrote some jig tunes, which were arranged by Ian Robertson for Sound Company to play for the dance at a Newbury and District Caledonian Society's annual dance in the late 1990s. Michael was also a keen poet, with several books existing of his poems relating to his various interests. But his daughter Hannah was only able to find one which he wrote for Scottish dancing, which she kindly gave me, and I will share it with you on another occasion. Don't let me forget, it's called The Wallflower. Our 8x Strathbey this week is from the pen of Barry Priddy and includes his formation, the Tourbillon. The sounds of Morar are on the west coast of Scotland between Arisaig and Morar, south of Mallaig on the Aith 380. The dance was devised in 1983 and published in the Glasgow Diamond Jubilee book the same year. The RSCDS published the dance in book 45, and George Meikle and the Lothian Band recorded the CD. That was George Meikle and the Lothian Band, and other recordings include Colin Dure on Special Request 7, and then slower versions by James Gray on his Piano Dance CD, and an American recording, Thistle House Live. We will definitely speed up for these next two dances, both old favourites. Mule and Willie, an 8x32 bar jig from an unknown source, is named for and danced to a song tune which appeared in the Tea Table Miscellany, 1726, published by the Scottish poet and publicist Alan Ramsay. The dance was published by the RSCDS in Book 21, and there are at least 13 recordings, so I thought I would choose a version familiar to my American friends by the Music Makers from their CD Catch the Wind.
Thank you.
After Mule and Willie, I hope you have energy left for one of my mother's favourites, General Stuart's Reel, another dance of unknown provenance, except being in the Castle Mingus papers of 1749, along with the Montgomery's Rant and the Braes of Tully Met. For this I have chosen an early recording, as that is what I would have danced to. So here is Andrew Rankin and his band on the LP Come Scottish Dancing with Andrew Rankin.
Thank you.
The tunes there from Andrew Rankin were the recommended The Stuart's Rant, followed by Portree Men Quickstep and The Peat Bog, before returning to the original. Our next Strass Bay I would like to dedicate to Grace Wilson, Marian Anderson's mum, as Marian and her band play Sailing South, The Sally Gardens, and Marian's own tune, To Pauline, for Ginty Anderson's The Orchards of County Armagh. I should have also mentioned Steve and Tanya Smith in connection with that dance, as Steve was in touch to tell me that the poem Down by the Sally Gardens by William Butler Yeats was published in 1889 as An Old Song Resung, an attempt to reconstruct an old song from three lines imperfectly remembered by an old peasant woman in Ballysodare, Sligo. The old song could well have been the ballad The Rambling Boys of Pleasure, and it is thought that Sally Gardens were the willow trees grown beside the river at Ballysodare to provide thatching materials. The verse was set to music by Herbert Hughes in 1909 to the traditional air known as the Morlach Shore or the Maids of Morn Shore. Various other people used other tunes, but the tune which Marian played is referred to as traditional, so I suspect it is the one which Herbert Hughes used. We will now have a square set jig, written by John Drury in 1989, to mark Bill Ireland's retirement as teacher of the London branch demonstration class. This is 96 bars, which could be thought of as 2x32, where first the head couples and then the side couples lead, followed by 32 bars of something completely different. Gordon Shand and his band will play from the CD Dancing Forth, 15 John Drury Dances of 1997. Gordon Shand for the dance The Dancing Master. Our next dance is a five-couple reel in a longwise set by Sue McKinnell, who also wrote Barbara Strathspey. This is Rye Twist from RSCDS Book 48 and has an interesting Chase Me Charlie half-reels of three movement all the way down the set. The recording is by Susan McFadgin and her band, which includes her sister Shona on fiddle, Willie Scott, second accordion, Stuart Cameron piano, Nicky McMeekin on drums, and Suzanne Croy on bass. The CD came in for a lot of criticism from dancers, as many of the tracks are slower than we find comfortable to dance to. But this was effected after Susan left the studio, and she was understandably very upset and annoyed that this then reflected badly on her. Rest assured that Susan and her band are top class, and I am hoping that they will record a CD for me in the future. So that was Rye Twist, from the RSCDS Book 48 CD. Now back in time again for our last Strass Bay. The Gary Strass Bay by James B. Kosh was named after Gary Blair, son of Jimmy Blair, the composer of Jig Time Polka. There are lots of older recordings, though not by Jimmy Blair, but I thought I'd go for one of the newer ones, so we will hear Sandy Nixon in his band on Highlander Music Volume 1. And this 4x32 bar Strass Bay is a whole half minute quicker than the Robert Whitehead version, which came out soon after. Ian Powery recorded at this speed too, though, 3 minutes and 32 seconds. Sandy Nixon playing the Jig Time Polka for the Gary Strass Bay. Our last jig will probably be new to most of you, as it was published in the Dunfermline 90th Anniversary Book at the end of 2018. So if you didn't meet it in 2019, then we haven't been dancing since. The Skeely Skipper, 3x40 bars, was devised by Olaf Olufsen in 2016. And takes its name from the opening lines of the ballad Sir Patrick Spens. The king sits in Dunfermline toon, drinking the blue dread wine. Oh, where will I get a skeely skipper to sail this new ship o' mine? A quick recap. One starts a long curly cast two places as twos and threes step up. Then twos and ones turn partner right hand to finish in the middle facing up and down. Twos and ones dance rights and lefts up and down. All circle round and back. With threes as the dancing couple, dance right shoulder reels of three across, third man with the twos at the top and third lady with ones at the bottom. And threes curve in to finish back to back, facing up and down, for crown triangles, with threes petronellering out to finish, 2, 3, 1. Frank Thompson and his band recorded the CD for Dunfermline's 90th anniversary. That was Frank Thompson playing for the 3x40 jig, the Skeely Skipper. Today we will finish with the most difficult dance which I remember learning at children's class, and it was always the last dance of the annual family dance programme. The dance really needs no introduction, and neither will the band. So for Billy Stewart, and also for Ian Arnott, here is Rob Gordon and his band with the Duke of Perth. The Duke of Perth, also known as Bruin's reel, is a traditional Scottish reel played in G major. Although called a reel, the tune meets the criteria for a rant. However, it is usually played at a considerably slower tempo as a Scottish measure or country dance in 2/4 time. The dance performed to the tune is also called Duke of Perth. Earl of Perth is a title in the peerage of Scotland. It was created in 1605 for James Drummond, 4th Lord Drummond. Drummond family claimed descent from Maurice, son of George, a younger son of King Andrew I of Hungary. Maurice arrived in Scotland on the ship which brought Edgar Atheling, the Saxon claimant to the crown of England after the Norman conquest, and his sister Margaret to Scotland in 1068. Maurice was given lands in Lennox, Dumbartonshire, together with the hereditary stewardship of the county. James Drummond, 4th Earl of Perth, had been created Duke of Perth, Marquess of Drummond, Earl of Stobhall, Viscount Cargill, and Baron Concraig in 1701 by the exiled Jacobite claimant to the British thrones, recognised by adherents of the Royal Stuarts as King James III and VIII. This creation in the Jacobite peerage was never recognised by the British government. Nonetheless, he and his successors continued to claim the earldom together with the dukedom. Once again, we've arrived at the end of another dance, with just enough time for me to say thank you to you all for attending. Thank you to Derek and Ewan and those behind the scenes at Radio GH. And I hope that you've enjoyed yourselves enough to come back next week for another dance with me at the Sunday class. Our play-out track is the Colin Dewar Quartet with a Stern Polka. Bye!